27 wildest days, day 20. I found myself recently in extremis. It's not the kind of place you normally set out to find. Things had led me there, as surely as things have led you here, right now, confronted by me and my reflections in extremis. This isn't a dream. I was essentially in a white cube with a view of the sea, where I ran the shoreline hundreds of times in the years before the pandemic. The white cube's nothingness allowed the perfect contrast with the beautiful blue of the sea and sky I could only gaze at. This was back in the early days of social isolation or lockdown or sheer fear keeping people home. How many of us were looking at that beach in very different ways? And so it was that I was forced to look at my life in many different ways. The white cube, I thought at first, might make me actually insane, rather than the faux version of madness that had been pushed onto me by crushing workloads, no vacations for years, too much drink, and not enough. Not enough what? The white cube taught me that what I was suffering a desperate lack of was the white cube itself. Like so many things, I didn't know it had been absent until I found it. And now we are all discovering the white cube and variations on that same thing. What is the theme? It is solitary reflection, the absence of useless distractions, and all distractions are useless. The white cube terrified me at first, but as I got used to it, I embraced it. I learned the lesson I will try to carry with me forever. To fully appreciate colour, we need blank space. To fully appreciate our lives, we need to consider death. To fully appreciate music, we need total silence, rest, and wait.